this is a somatic meditation to practice embodiment and somatic empathy. So let's begin by making ourselves very comfortable. Again, you can choose to be seated with your feet on the ground or lying down with a cushion under your head or under your knees. But see if you can have your knees bent, if possible, so that you can have a connection with the earth, with your feet. So take a moment to surrender your back body and your feet to the earth, or to make a connection with your back against the chair. And see if you can move your mind down into your feet. And imagine the Earth's gravity. The Earth has an 8 gigahertz energy field. If this energy field had a color to it, what color would it be? And now imagine that the Earth's energy field is like love. And it's meeting you at your feet. You might even notice that your feet begin to tingle. And now imagine the pads of both feet making connection with the earth. The skin of your feet making connection with the skin of the earth. And then your heels. Notice both heels making connection, the skin of your heels making connection with the skin of the earth. And then feeling the arches of your feet like little bridges. And allow both feet to make balanced contact with the earth. Slowly begin to move your awareness up the backs of your legs, up the backs of your calves, noticing how the calves widen as they move towards the backs of the knees. Can you imagine the shape of your calves? You might even like to touch your calves, the backs of the calves, first on the right, and in the left. And then noticing the backs of the knees, slowly moving up the hamstrings, until you reach your sits bones. And feel the power and the connection that your sits bones have to the earth. And imagine rocking on your sits bones however you interpret this. Again, following your impulse towards internal movement. Do you want to rock to the right and the left? Forward and back? Do you want to rock in a circle Notice how your body, your particular body, wants to move. What's the rhythm of your body? And explore this gentle rocking on the sits bones. And come to stillness when your body moves you to stillness, listening deeply to your internal impulses and not what the brain is telling you to do. And as you do so, allow your body to breathe you rather than you trying to breathe the body. And as you notice your body breathing you, return to your feet to notice the pulse of the earth. Can you feel the earth pulsing beneath your feet? Can your feet send that message to your sits bones of that pulse? Slowly, gently begin to move your awareness very, very slowly up the back body. The back body is the nurse of the front body. It's our protector. It takes the world in. So as you slowly move your awareness up the back body, notice any places that feel contracted or a little tight, places that it might feel a little numb or dissociated, and just meet those places without trying to change them. Just simply noticing. Notice if there might be a little expansion as you meet those places. And really try to avoid fixing or changing or rearranging, just simply meeting any forgotten places in your back. And come to rest your attention between the shoulder blades, right behind the heart. And imagine a little cushion of air behind your heart in front of your spine. A gentle cushion of air for your heart to rest on. And can you notice the rhythm of your heart? Slowly, gently move up the back of your neck, just noticing the outside of your cranium. What's the surface of your cranium like? And then shifting your awareness to the inside of your cranium. It's almost like a cave. See if you can notice the inner wall of your cranium. And how your brain rests inside this cranium. And then shift your awareness on the outside of your cranium. And then back again to the underside of your cranium. And and noticing the beautiful cerebral spinal fluid in which your brain rests. And now moving your awareness to your eyes, noticing how perfectly your eyes rest on their sockets. Notice the tip of your nose. And then gently move your attention to your jaw. And see if you can allow gravity to take your jaw. Surrendering your jaw to gravity, notice that little opening. And as you do so, allow your chin to drop just a little to open the back of your neck, bringing the forebrain and the heart into connection. If we have a tendency to lift our chins, it can mean that we're dissociating or ready to take it in the chin. So allow that connection of the forebrain and the heart. You don't have to drop your head too much. It's just a little opening of the back of the neck. And this way, it allows us to be deeply in connection with our own subjective experience. Notice what it's like to be connected to your own internal subjective experience, with your very own connection to the earth. And as you do so, notice what your heart wants right now. If it could explore the universe, where would it go right now? And then allow it to come and rest back in your chest, making a connection with your belly. What does your belly have to say to you today? Slowly, gently bring your awareness to any sounds in the room. Again, allowing your body to breathe you. Notice if any sensations, emotions, or images arose for you. Meet these with curiosity. Simply reflecting on what became vivid for you. Once again, taking your time to open your eyes. Just noticing the quality of light and shade as you open them. If there's a window, just notice the quality of the movement of any leaves or grass, the quality of the sun or the moon, depending on what time of day you're doing this. And just noticing the connection between your body and the earth's body. And every time you do one of these somatic meditations, you gain more embodiment, more empathy for any sensations that arise. And slowly take your time to come out of this meditation with any little micro movements.